Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
Wow, what an incredible morning. Hey, thank you again, too, for all the feedback we still are getting when we had the president of Telemundo on. So keep those comments coming on. What a morning, I'll tell you. We just had to, earlier, the creator of, that's right, Golden Tee. Was that just not an incredible interview? Golden Tee, and that's ITS Games. And we had the PMO squad on. Just so much stuff and so much activity going on. But let's talk about our next hero. I'm jumping out of my seat because this guy is just, talk about to a fun job. And just, I mean, I think he's an icon. He's best known as the Power Ranger, Tommy Oliver, in the long-running television show Power Rangers. Now, his character has appeared in hundreds of episodes, more episodes, I think, than almost any other Ranger. And that's right, we've got Jason David Frank here, and he will be appearing at Phoenix Comic-Con, so you could reach him by going to phoenixcomiccon.com. Now, Jason, when you first started with the Power Rangers, you were meant to really only be in, I think, 10 episodes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, thanks for having me on. And hello, everybody, for listening. Thank you. Yeah, originally I was just hired for approximately 10 episodes as the Green Ranger. And, you know, here we are years later. I think it's 230-something episodes later. I was several different colors. I was the Green Ranger, and then the White Ranger, and then the Red Zeo, Red Turbo, and then Black Dino Thunder, which was played Dr. Oliver. Same character, just the Doctor.
Wow.
Now,
I mean, that's
exciting.
That's a lot of pressure knowing, okay, you sign on, you've got 10 episodes, probably thinking, okay, what am I going to do next? How, you know, what's going to be the next path? So at what point did they say, hey, listen, you know what, we're going to continue your character?
Well, I originally left the show to create, you know, another show for Saban called VR Troopers, which was called Cybertron. And so they took my popularity and my character, and we made a pilot for another show, and I was supposed to leave and, you know, get my own show and stuff like that. But really, the Green Ranger was really popular, and, you know, kids and people pretty much around the world were calling and saying, hey, you can't take this guy away. He's my favorite character and stuff like that. So I ended up coming back on the show, and we kind of ran out of Japanese footage. That's the reason why all the shows are based off the Japanese versions of it, and so they brought me back as the White Ranger. So that's really how I came back as Tommy, as the White Ranger.
How cool. And then you also have done movies, right? Let's talk about those.
Yep. We did the movies in 98. We did two feature films. Did the first Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie in 98, which was great. We had a pretty decent-sized budget, a good opening parachute scene in the beginning with the Red Hot Chili Peppers theme song. I remember that. And, the costumes were a bit different and a little bit heavier, cooler looking. And in between that, we also did shows. So we worked hard. We did the movies, and then we filmed some episodes in between. So it's a tough job being a Power Ranger. It really is. We got long hours. At that time, we did a lot of fight scenes, a lot of stunts, and like any job, I put my heart and soul into it.
Yeah, but Jason, you're in top physical condition. I mean, how do you stay that way?
Through martial arts. I've been to travel all over the world right now. Just got back, and just from through the martial arts, I think it's just a discipline. And hard work ethics, you know. I'm working on another show right now called Ninjak versus Valiant Universe with Bat and the Sun, and they shoot great stuff, really big action unit as well. And you just got to put, I play a character named Bloodshot, and I always say it's that Bloodshot mentality, never quit, never give up. It's hard, and especially with Comic-Cons. I got a Comic-Con this weekend, actually tomorrow. I just got back from a long trip as well, filming. So, the fans keep me going, and I don't know. It's just, I mean, no matter what job I ever did, I'll put 110% into it.
And I think
this is the job I have, and this is what I put into it.
And I think what's really cool is that you really do interact with your fans, and they love you, and
yeah.
it shows, and it just it really makes a difference. And we're talking here with Jason David Frank, Power Ranger, known as Tommy Oliver, and it is just so cool to have and to be able to interview him and find out all this incredible information. And you're speaking with me, David Kogan, of Alliances Heroes. Be a hero. Go to our Entrepreneurs Align. That's ELIANCES.com. Connect with celebrities, connect with entrepreneurs, mentors, people that are builders in the community. In fact, Jason, you mentioned about karate. I mean, first of all, you're in the World Karate Hall of Fame. And I'm talking
yeah.
about, you know, this isn't one. Well, first of all, to get 1 degree black belt is quite an accomplishment. Two, no,
yep.
three, no. How many do you have? I'm losing count.
I'm a 7 degree black belt, coming up for 8 degree black belt as well. And, you know, I was very young starting my businesses. Like, it's funny you say that I'm an entrepreneur as well. And, you know, I have 3 schools here. And, you know, we do really well in my schools. It's you know, the martial arts fitness and martial arts academies, they're great businesses. But every business I do is always the no pressure. It's always works the best. I feel if you put your passion behind it, the money will follow. You know, my schools are, you know, some of the top 10 schools in the world as far as martial arts students and as far as the highest grossing schools as well. And I don't lock people into long-term contracts. I get people in and out. And I think it's what sells is the passion of it is what sells. I mean, we're the number one school, if not here in Texas, we're top 10 schools through the EFC. I used to do a lot of coaching too on mentor. I used to have a mentor as well. I used to do a lot of coaching in business as well. And one thing I learned in the business class is for me and my business is give them the product that people want. Give them the passion and don't look for money, because if you're going to go do acting for money, you're going to be broke. If you're going to open a karate school for money, you're going to be broke. But if you bring a good product to, like, say, your personality to Comic-Cons, invest in your emotional bank account of your fans, like we talked about, being highly active in the social media, that's investing in their emotional bank account. And, you know, when people come to my table, I don't care if they have money one way or another. I don't get paid for these appearance fees. You either buy something or you don't. But one thing or another, when you leave, I'm going to invest in your emotional bank account. Because when I have other things, other projects, or other, you know, maybe you'll want to watch. Maybe, you know, you'll say, hey, this guy was a cool guy. And trust me, everything I've ever gotten now is from doing exactly what I'm doing now. I don't research. I don't say how many people you have, how many viewers you have. If I say this is the interview I'm doing, it's the interview that I do. A lot of these director guys out there are that age where they grew up watching me.
Right.
And now they
oh,
have
yeah.
roles that they want me to do.
That's...
But I was nice to them before I knew they were directors.
Yeah.
I mean, I just treat everyone equal, invest in everyone's emotional bank account, because as a friend, you know, and I'm sure you have those friends that just keep asking and asking and asking. And it's like, dude,
right.
your favors are going bankrupt. I can't give you no more because you're not invested in my emotional bank account. And I think that's what's important with social media is that, you know, my Instagram is JDFFFN, and it's Twitter and YouTube, JDFFFN, and I have 1 Facebook, Jason David Frank official fan page. Trust me, I'm out there. I'm reading comments. I'm liking things. I'm letting people know. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, almost impossible. But, hey, when I read that stuff, it means a lot. You know, changing people's lives around the world is what it's all about.
And
I mean, to count the blessings and change someone's life means more to me than, you know, than just someone saying, hey, I loved you on the show. It's those life-changing stories that I love. And at the same time, if you don't have a life-changing story, I love you just the same.
Excellent. And, I mean, that's such worthy advice. Absolutely. And, again, we're talking with Jason David Frank. Yeah, that's right, the Power Ranger. And you're definitely changing lives. What's it like when, I mean, when you go to the store and you see an action figure of you? I mean, how cool is that?
It's pretty cool, man. It's very strange because, you know, now I have the Bloodshot action figures now of a new character I'm playing. You know, some other stuff I got coming out, there are going to be some new action toys. But it's kind of weird. I've, you know, in the last 25 years, I've been used to having an action figure. I know people are like, you know, man, like, what's it? You know, I'm sure when you go out, but it's kind of been my life in the last 25 years. It's pretty surreal, but I guess it's kind of normal too. You know, I've been out there for so long, and I when I first saw the toys, it was like, wow. But now actually having an action toy, I wouldn't say you're used to it, but I think what hit me more is being another action toy for Bloodshot. I would look at that, and that comic book was created in 92, 1 year before Power Rangers came out. And I'm like, man, I'm actually a comic book character. See, Power Rangers wasn't comic books. So, you know, I used to be a big comic book collector. So now I'm actually playing a comic book character, not a Power Ranger. I'm like, wow, I used to collect comics. This is pretty cool. So now I got two action figures. It's pretty awesome, man. It is definitely blessed to feel that way. But I've been doing it for so long that it just, you know, you see these and there's a point where you get used to them. Like, hey, where's the new toy? You know?
Right.
It's crazy.
And you're also, too, an MMA fighter. In fact, I forgot the name of the guy that you were fighting. But what took place is that he got you down, and everyone thought for sure you're done. He's on top of you. Mm-hmm. And then, are you ready for this? Within 20 seconds, it was called, you won, you flipped him over. And what was going through your mind at that point? Because, you know, when someone's on top of you, whether it be business, fighting, or whatever, I mean, you pretty much feel, oh, God, I'm done. And you turned it around. And, I mean, the fight was done within 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad place to be in, even in fighting, in the business, the worst spot to be in. But it just shows you that anything can be turned around, you know, at the last minute. It's so much kind of went through my head fighting. You know, it's 80% mental. You know, I'm you know, from the Power Rangers show, and you know, fighting was more stressful, I think, for my wife than anything else. But it just goes to show you, like you said, that anything can be turned around at the last moment, that you can always come out and be and have a W, and always come out to be the victor, or always come out to be the winner. No matter how bad things look, you have an opportunity to turn it around. And and I think that's in business as well. Sometimes, you know, business is like a marathon. You know, you have to invest in order to have a business, and sometimes people give up too quick. Maybe it's just right around that corner. You know, that's where that marathon, that's where that ribbon is, you know, where you're going through, you know, and it's consistency. And in fighting and in life and going to church, and it's consistency and discipline, and people don't have that. Doing Comic-Cons is not easy. I mean, I just got back from international flights. Going to Comic-Con is not easy. I mean, you know, you're dealing with jet lag, but I tell you one thing, when I go to Comic-Con, no one's going to know I'm dealing with anything, because the first fan is going to feel the same, and the last fan is going to feel the same. And I think that's in anything, in any business, if you have 1,000 customers in line, your goal is to make that 1,000th person feel like the first one. That's just how I treat business, and that's how I treat my fans. If you're there all day long, I don't want to be the last one to be like, oh, I'm getting the raw end of the deal. I want them to feel the same. And that's what's important for me, and that's the standards that I set. You know, and just like with anything, I'm on my wife's phone now at 11 o'clock appointment. I'm like, my time is a little messed up right now. So I'm like, uh-oh.
And that's why, though, you're so successful.
The commitment we make. There's no going back and changing stuff. You know, I try to do the best I can for everyone, and that's my goal when I do these shows. I want the 1,000th person to feel the same. I want that 1,000th person to say, I've always had a question. Was Green Ranger your favorite Ranger? Even though I've been asked a million times, I always treat it like it's the first time I ever heard it. So I don't want someone to feel silly, you know? I mean, Green Right. Ranger was the first Ranger I loved because it was the first one I've ever known. But I was 5 different ones, so you could pick any other colors, and it's all me, and I won't get my feelings hurt. Even if you pick a different color, we're all the same team.
No, and that's why you're so successful. Jason, I got to share a secret, though, because I don't think a lot of people know, may not know this about you. You're besides MMA, karate, Power Ranger, I mean, the list just goes on and on. And by the way, again, we're talking with Jason David Frank. He is the Power Ranger known as Tommy Oliver, and you're talking with me, David Kogan of Alliances. So make sure you go to ELIANCES.com, and we'll have the link to his website. And again, you can contact Jason David Frank directly at any of the Twitter, Facebook. It's at JDFFFN. That's JDFFFN. And he's also going to be at Phoenix Comic Con. So thank you again, Phoenix Comic Con, for nominating you, Jason, to be on the Alliance's Hero Show. But let me get right to it. The Thunder, you are also the world record holder. You actually introduced skydiving because of the Power Rangers, combining that with your martial arts training, Guinness Book of World Record holder, and I cannot believe this, for the most one-inch pine broken during free fall.
Yeah.
What made you come up to do this?
We have a reality show called My Morphin Life, and it was originally on Con TV. It's still on Con TV, and it's on Bat in the Sun now. It's just everyday things that me and my wife do. We base jump, we skydive, and I figured, well, I love karate, I love skydiving, so let's just put the Guinness World together. Let's breakboard the sky. I thought it sounded like a great idea, and it definitely was fun, and it made the Guinness World Record station, and it was the first episode of My Morphin Life, which is on Bat in the Sun channel, and they could see, you could see the whole episode. I shot about 40 episodes, just fun 8-minute little reality show, non-drama stuff on Bat in the Sun.
Excellent, excellent. Well, excellent. Well, Jason, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you at Phoenix Comic Con, along with the over 100,000 plus people that are going to be at Phoenix Comic Con. So make sure you go to Phoenix Comic Con. I got to tell you, Jason, you definitely know how to build people's emotional bank account. You treat everyone equal. You inspire and entertain so many. You have been so successful in everything you do. You're a hero. Jason David Frank. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, and more at JDFFFN. And, of course, go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Thank you so much again. Continue to stay tuned. David Kogan with Alliances.